What's up, fellow gamers? Welcome back to the NSFW Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Corey. Joined with me, as always, is my other co-host, Jeff.
Hey, Corey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, buddy? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, just living the dream in Hawaii. How you doing, my man?
Well, I just got back from a two-week vacation.
Yes, you did.
Two weddings in two different states, one in Maryland and one in Texas.
Business or pleasure, Corey?
No pleasure whatsoever. No, I mean, like, the weddings were nice and everything, but yeah. It was just kind of, you know, it was just kind of hectic, that's all.
You're a busy man.
What can I say? And I'm kind of fighting a little bit of a cold right now, so my throat's a little scratchy, so I'm going to kind of let you mostly talk. And guys, just so you know, this is going to be mostly a Destiny-centric episode is what we're going to be doing today. You know, at this point, I don't even know what episode number we're on.
I think this might be 30. I think this might be 30. But yeah, you know, Destiny's been out for 2 weeks, and we have to get our take on it. Luckily, I have been playing it every day since it came out. I stood in a crazy line in Hawaii, no less, at midnight to get my game downstairs.
Nice.
Didn't have to go anywhere. Didn't drive. Just went downstairs. It was a line around the corner. Waited an hour and a half for this fucking game. Got home, played for a few hours, and, you know, now I'm here 2 weeks later.
All right, so before we get in that, obviously we know what Jeff has been playing.
Yeah.
I got back the other day. I knocked out two episodes of The Wolf Among Us. I am on the final episode.
That episode's really good.
That game is amazing. I am loving The Wolf Among Us, and I'm not going to say I'm burned out on zombies, but I might be burned out on zombies. It's nice that this game is not about zombies.
It's cool that Telltale, and we know the power that it shows, what else it can do. So it makes me excited for, like, the Borderlands game that might be coming up. It is. And also the Game of Drones that's coming up.
The old Game of Drones.
Game of Drones.
You know what occurred to me last night? I forgot to text this to you because, you know, I got high.
Sure.
I was like, you know what would make a great Telltale game? If they just did Sin City like this.
That would be really cool. It'd be better probably than the movie that came out. That movie bombed.
You mean the movie that hit at, like, number 13 or something? I think it was, like, number 7, but come
Opening weekend, no one cares. And I think it flamed out, like, a week or two later.
Oh,
I mean, it
God.
Might be on digital demand at this point. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Talk about a disaster.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's where I'm at. I might, depending on how I feel tonight, just knock it out. If not, I'll beat Wolf Among Us tomorrow. And then...
And then the PS4 travels begin for you.
Yep. Then it's about Destiny time for me too.
Yeah.
So but before we get into Destiny, we do have one amusing piece of news
about
the Xbox One. Jeff, take it away.
So basically, the Xbox it launched in Japan. In its first 4 days, it sold, you know, 25,674 units.
Which is not impressive.
Not impressive, but not terrible.
I saw pictures. I saw pictures of the lines
for
it. Like, they had the actual, like, please wait here.
Sure.
There's no one in line.
There's, like, no one waiting.
No.
Japan does not like America to begin with, and let alone does not like its Xbox.
Not at all. They only care about the 3DS and the PS4. The PlayStation.
But even more amusing is that its second week only sold 3,015 units.
3,000 units.
Wait, well, what are we, 94 with the Sega Genesis?
Good lord. Isn't it the same week that, like Smash Bros. Came out for, like, the 3DS? And I think the 3DS, like, sold, like, 300,000 units.
Smash Brothers is going to make the Wii U and the 3DS just explode, because it might be one of its best franchises at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 3DS. I don't think I'll play it, but, you know, if someone gave it to me,
sure.
I would, you know.
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to buy a Wii U over Smash Brothers, but, you know, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
The funny thing, it's pretty cool. But in that same time period, twice as many PS3s were sold as the Xbox One, no less. And then 8 times as many PS4s.
God, that's insane. I mean, so, all right, look.
Is it safe to say Xbox late?
In Japan, the Xbox is pretty much late. Oh, God. Okay. All right,
that's news I've heard in a while.
Yeah, I know. When I put that on your Facebook wall today. Right when I woke up, I saw that on Kotaku. I was like, yeah. Oh, Jeff's gonna enjoy this one. All right, buddy. This is it. Destiny, man. Everyone's been talking about it. First of all, the first thing I want to fucking know, Did it live up to the hype? Now, Dor, first of all, actually, what level are you right now? What are you?
So I'm level 26 right now. I've beaten the game. It took me about a week to beat the game because I was playing around. I wasn't always doing the story mode. You get to level 20, and then past level 20 is when post-game basically happens. When you beat the game, you're basically at level 20, and then start grinding begins after level 20. So in order to get so, you have to get special pieces of armor that give you light, and light adds up and gives you more levels. As levels get higher, better guns, you know, so on and so forth. Did it live up to the hype? That's a hard one. The reviews are all over the place, Corey.
I know. I've read them all. They're all weird.
Waiting. I mean, some people didn't buy the game until reviews hit. Now reviews didn't hit for a week later because this is an online MMO game, so people and reviewers needed time on the servers.
Yeah, they needed to max out their levels, see what. I mean, I get it. Like it took IGN a lot longer to pop that review up than I thought.
I mean, IGN actually wanted to see what everybody else said. They wanted to give some real thought into it, and the guy that reviewed it pretty much hit everything spot on. IGN gave it a 7.8. Other people gave it higher ratings. Some people gave it lower ratings. I personally think an 8, an 8.5 is pretty much where it is for me personally. But at the same time, I can't put down the controller. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So here's my personal experience with Jeff. So when I'm on this trip, you know, Jeff and I still text and everything. And, you know, so I'm kind of following this with him. And, you know, at some point he was like, oh, man, I beat the game. You know, I'm getting kind of bored with it. Next day, I'm like, hey, what'd you do last night? Played more Destiny. Next day, like, hey, what'd you do last night? Did you watch a movie? No, played more Destiny. I realized you can't put it down. You just keep playing it. Even though, like, if you were, like, thinking about it, you were like, I didn't love it. But yet, it has that X factor.
As a gamer, personally, what I do is I do quantity over quality. I'll play game after game after game. I don't really do a lot of new game plus modes unless I really love something. At the same time, there's not many games out right now that I do want to play. But this game, it does have some sort of addicting factor. I personally can't even put my thumb on it. Except I just keep putting my thumb on the fucking controller and keep playing the game.
It's like you said, it's that X factor. It's like that MMO factor where people, you just can't, you just want to be in that world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you do. I think, you know, a big part of it might be the graphics and the immersiveness of the world that you're in.
Okay, so how are the graphics? Talk about those.
I mean, the graphics might be the best thing that it has going for it as of right now. And then the game's going to get expansions, and it gets patches every day now. But the graphics are literally next level bonkers. So when you see this, you're just going to jizz. I have read and I have seen comparisons to the Xbox One, the PS3, the Xbox 360. The PS4 is the best version of it, but those other versions are still beautiful in every regard.
I've heard that even last gen, meaning the Xbox 360 and the PS3, it still looks good on those as well.
Right, they do. Now, the new systems, the Xbox One and the PS4, are just... Everything that is good on those systems are just better on this system. It's just a more beautiful world, and it's just very renowned, very immersive. It's very huge. There's multiple worlds and planets you can go on. There's Earth, there's Venus, there's Mars, there's the moon, there's the tower which is your home hub.
So the worlds, that's one thing I'm curious about. How varied do they look? When you're on the moon, does it look like you're on the moon?
Dude, you're gonna love it. When you're on the moon or you're on any of these worlds, they feel very distinctive to themselves and on to the world that you know them as.
So here's what's a weird thing. Are they terraformed? Like, does the moon have an atmosphere, or like, are you in pressurized spacesuits technically?
So you're in your armor, and I'm guessing the armor that you are very pressurized. I mean,
it can be in space, basically.
You can be in space. I mean, you fly around the worlds in your like little jet plane or jet engine, whatever the fuck the thing is.
Spaceship? Is it called
spaceship?
A spaceship?
They're called spaceships.
I think they're called spaceships.
You know, maybe in today's world they're called spaceships.
Back in my day, they were called jet planes. And a nickel got you shave and a haircut.
And you get to upgrade your spaceship. You get to collect new spaceships, which is cool. Every part of the game allows you to upgrade every aspect that you have on a personal level.
Okay, that was something I actually had no idea about. The spaceship. So you say you can upgrade your spaceship. Is that only for visualness, or does that give you any sort of in-game thing?
It's just visualness at this point, at least. You start out with a specific spaceship, then you get to upgrade it through, you know, collecting things or doing special missions. and the higher spaceship you have, it really doesn't add anything to you except for your personal like gain as a player. So when you're in a loading screen like on PvP, you get to see all the spaceships that other people have, so you know that you might have the best spaceship of that bunch. Yeah, so it's kind of like it's some bragging rights at times.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Yeah. And now you in the game itself, you can't control the spaceship, but in the game there are vehicles to use, right?
Right. Yeah, you have basically hover bikes that you're
flying. How are those? Are they easy
to
control?
Very cool, very easy to control. They feel like a stormtrooper bike. You're basically elevated. They look exactly like them. A little smaller, not as large and elongated.
Yeah.
But very easy. They come on command. All you do is you press a special button, and they just pop up and they disappear when you're not on it.
It's like the horse in Red Dead Revolver.
Right. Yeah. And it just comes. It like holographs in, holographs out, and you can just fly around any part of the world that you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Very cool. You also could upgrade those and obviously get better stats on them as you're driving around the worlds, which is cool.
So, but then that does benefit you in the game to upgrade those, like for more speed or for more firepower.
Yes.
Or okay.
Yeah, very cool. And the ones that are on PvP actually do have weaponry, which is even better. The ones that are in-game, in story modes, or in just, casual play, they don't have guns. They're just your personal vehicle. But the ones you can find in PvP, they're basically right there as you start, do have guns and do benefit you as you're playing PvP, which is very cool.
So it's kind of like Halo. I mean, that's a
it
Halo
is,
thing.
The game is a cross between and a hybrid between, you know, Halo meets Borderlands. You know, it's very Bungie, but at the same time, it's very new.
Okay, you mentioned Borderlands, so
right.
How is the loot in this game? Is it as plentiful as Borderlands and everything?
Yeah, it's not nearly as plentiful, as at least not right now. And actually today, Bungie released some news that they are adding more lore and more engrams, which are like the loot of the game. And they're going to be adding a lot more drops because it's not nearly as much as Borderlands. I think you posted something on my wall today that shows the description of an hour play between Diablo 3, Borderlands, and Destiny. And Diablo 3 and Borderlands, the character is just surrounded by loot. And
yeah.
In Borderlands, the same thing. And then in Destiny, you're just sitting there like
holding one thing.
You're holding one thing, which isn't anything.
But you said in this game, unlike Borderlands, you can upgrade your gun and shit like
you
that.
Do. Yes. The loot system's not terrible. The guns do come, and they do come at a good rate. It's just not nearly as fast as Borderlands or Diablo 3.
Well, and let's be truly honest here. I use, in Borderlands, I use, like, I don't know, like 10% of all the shit that I find. So
right, yeah.
If I find a gun that I really like, I like actually being able to upgrade it if I wanted to versus, you know what I mean?
So what's cool is you just hit the point, you upgrade the guns that you get. And as you level up and get higher, even now I'm still leveling up, I'm getting better and better guns. The rarity is slowing down, but I'm getting better guns. And the rate that you actually upgrade them, it takes time. It's not like overnight, over day. It might take you a week to fully upgrade a gun. It might take you a month depending on the materials that you need to find for the gun. Some guns you might need to upgrade special materials, some is just XP, some you just need to do special bounties for. So there's different things happening with the guns and the armor that you're getting. But it's very personalized, so the guns you do get are for your class, and the armor that you get is for your class as well.
Okay, speaking of classes, what classes are there? What are the different classes types?
Right, so there's the Warlock, there's the Hunter, and then the third one is the Titan.
And what are you?
I'm a hunter. I'm a male. I'm a human.
Human.
I'm a human. Yeah, so when you first start the game, you get to choose your class, then you get to choose the look and the species that you are.
How many species can you choose from?
Multiple. I don't remember at this point, but there's a few.
Okay.
And what's cool is when you're in the social hub, you actually look as you created your person or your species, your woman, gender, whatever it is. But when you're on the world and you're in game, you actually turn into the battleized version of who you are, which
right.
is
so,
really
like, you
cool.
have your helmet on and all that kind of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
But like
you have your helmet on, the gun's out. When you're running around, the gun's like sticked on your back and the hub,
cool.
and then you're holding it out. So it's very, very cool. All
right. So what is, you said you're a hunter. What specific stuff do you have that you've been doing?
So every character, the three characters, there's two classes per character. So there's really six different things that you could become. at this point, I've maximized both of mine. For me, it's kind of hard to describe. One person, you're like a gunslinger as a hunter. The other one, you're more fast and more agile with like a special knife.
What's yours? Like, what are you kind of playing as?
As when PvP, I started out using like my golden gun, which is like the special weapon, and then as I got better, I started going towards like the swiftness of the blink strike, which is my knife. And it's actually pretty cool because you get to sometimes disappear. If you strike somebody, you go on like special kill streaks, so you get to kill multiple people at once. There's different, obviously, attributes that you get to use with each a class, and you get to build that through the time frame of the game as well. So there's a plethora of things that you could do and personalize a character to your personal playing style.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, how many maps right now are there for PvP?
I think right now there's like 6 or 7.
Are they good?
They're huge and they're actually really fun. There's only 5 modes to PvP right now. There might be a 6th one, but I think that's like a weekly thing that comes in and out depending on the time frame of the game. But they're all fun to play with. The game is getting nerfed a little bit because sometimes people with shotguns are like abusing it, and the auto rifles not being used as well versus a scout rifle versus like a sniper rifle. I mean, so guns are going to be nerfed and they're going to be based on the stats that they actually have and not what the game was originally intended to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, that's going to happen. I don't mind a little balance nerfing.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what I like the most is the guns that you get to upgrade in the game, you bring into PvP. Now, what's cool about that is PvP really doesn't open up until you're a certain level. So until you really get to level 20, you're going to suck at PvP, because even though you play against players your own level and your own type, so 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 20 plus, the guns just don't really open up until you get to that higher level in game. So it does take a little time to actually get adjusted to PvP.
Okay, that sounds I got no problem with that.
Right.
Now let's bring it back to the main game. How's the story overall?
The story is very minimal. I mean, when I'm playing FPS games, I just don't care about story to begin with. This game did not really intrigue me as story wise. I cared more about killing.
Peter Dinklage is the little your little
he's
thing?
Your ghost. He's your ghost, and you hear him talk a lot throughout the game.
And now I've heard that there was like nothing special to his delivery. So what was the point of like paying him that money? Like how is his performance?
I mean, it's whatever. Honestly,
can you tell that it's Peter Dinklage?
You could easily tell it's Peter Dinklage. The second I heard him, I was like, "Fuck, this is from Game of Thrones." But I mean, it's cool to have him. He seems like a very generic kind of like robot speaking.
Right.
You know, it's Peter Dinklage because if you're watching Game of Thrones or you're watching anything else that he's in, you know it's him.
You know his voice.
But I mean, it could have been anybody else. It just needed somebody who could sound like a generic robot or a ghost, technically, and is what he is. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the story, is it told through like CGI cutscenes, or is it like told like Call of Duty, where it's like it's someone screaming in your ear while shit's happening and you're like, I can't even pay attention, what the fuck's
it's
happening?
It's all cutscenes, actually.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's not within game. Very minimal amount in game stuff, and a lot of it is cutscenes, or while you're loading to go in world, you get like a little storyline before, and then you load into the world, and then you get storyline basically told you where to go, who to kill. But it happens before you start shooting stuff. So you're hearing everything. You understand everything.
It's your choice
if you want to care about it. That's all.
Okay, I actually like that. That, I mean, I personally do like the stories in games. That's even in first-person shooters, I like the stories. Call of Duty, it's always hard to follow because they would give you the story as things are exploding everywhere around you.
I mean,
I agree with it.
At the same time, this story just doesn't matter unless... Once expansions come, you'll understand more of what's going on in the characters that you meet. Because sometimes you're meeting characters like one off, and then you're like, "What's the point of that person? What's the point of that storyline?"
Yeah.
So I mean,
it didn't go anywhere.
It didn't go anywhere. I mean, it's a progression story, but the characters need to be fleshed out a little more. And I feel like Bungie has a plan because they were talking about like a 5-year plan for Destiny. If obviously the content and consumers are there, the story will open up a little more through expansions.
Well, it's like World of Warcraft. If you go and play World of Warcraft now versus when it first started, it's a completely different game. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, and even me not having it right now, like when I get it, I'm gonna get all these like all the stuff they've been working, all these patches and everything,
right.
It's almost going to be a different game that I play when I do get it than when you played it, almost. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah. The funny thing is, I was texting you today. They actually nerfed one of the loot caves today.
Yeah, that's what
Actually, a lot of the loot caves, but one mainly where a lot of like loot was dropping because enemies were like spawning every 6 seconds. So including myself, were just standing there and shooting, hoping for legendary gear.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
The sucky part about legendary gear is they're very rare to get, and even when you do get it, it's not guaranteed to be legendary. It might drop off level style, so when you decrypt it, it might be like a piece of shit thing or like a rare piece of item. So that's another piece of information that they will be making better, saying that in the future, legendary items will end up becoming legendary items.
When you decrypt them, that's kind of like one of those things where you have to pay to like sort of tell you what it is.
You don't even pay. You just literally take it to a cryptarch, and he will decrypt it for you, but there's like there's percentages of what will become what.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this about the aliens. One of the things I never liked in the Halo series were the villains, the enemies that you fought. I didn't like the way they looked and shit. How are the aliens in this? How varied are they? Are they different species, different races?
Every world has races of specific aliens, and it's really cool. The AI isn't the smartest. I mean, they definitely will blow you out of the water if you're playing on a harder level. But just by like going around, like just patrolling, they're very easy to kill at times. Depending on the level you're in, they look really cool. They all are very specific to every world, so not everybody's going to be in the same world.
Okay.
And they all have specific traits that you need to think about when you're killing them. So a specific gun won't be used to kill one versus another, depending on the level that you're playing.
Okay. Do they have personalities, or are they just like grunts running at you?
They have personalities. I mean, they cover, they duck, they shoot, they work with their partners. Some just run at you like the grunts, but they do have levels of superiority.
Okay. That's kind of cool. How are their designs? They look neat. Some of them, I'm sure some of them don't, but, you know.
They all look really cool, actually.
That's cool.
They do get, it is repetitive to see the same faces all the time, but they do look cool.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. What about the first raid that happened? Did you participate in that?
I actually just got to the level where you're allowed to participate at it. So basically, you have to be level 26. It took me about 2 weeks to get to level 26 because you still have to, you know, upgrade your loot, upgrade your class, and whatnot. I still haven't participated in because you do need about 6 people in your fire team to successfully finish it.
Now, I thought you could only have 3 people in your party, so it would be it needs to be 2 different parties, basically?
So basically, I think you're allowed to have 3 people in your immediate party, but you need 6 people to log on to this thing specifically, because you could expand your party team. Because overall, you're allowed to have 6 people on your list, 16 people on your list as like friends who are ready to play this game at any single point at time. But then when you're playing this raid, you could just choose 6 of them, and if 6 of them are on time, then they'll all hop in together.
And you can like talk amongst each other with the headphones everything. Oh
Shit! Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get the headphone then, aren't I?
Well, you could use your PS3 one if you want.
Oh, does it still work with the PS4?
It works with PS4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so good. That's $100. I don't have to drop.
Yeah,
in.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, my other one is I had 2 of them because I wanted the simplicity of the new PS4 headset, so I got that one, but my PS3 one's at home, so if I wanted to use it, I could.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so you need 6 people on a raid. Now, I don't play MMOs and shit, and I know you don't much either, but, like, what happens on these raids? Like,
well, the raid that's available right now, and it will be available for the foreseeable future, I don't know what's going to happen in it. I watch the videos. You basically have to go through levels of enemies at higher levels, and then you fight bosses, and you have to find specific items, and then you take them to one point of the map, to another point of the map, kill specific things, and then, you know, fight an end boss, and then you get, like, items for successfully achieving the actual map.
And you have to do this all in one go. There's no, like, pausing it and going to
bed. No, there's
no
pausing it. If you quit, you don't get the rewards of quitting.
Any idea of how long a raid takes?
One group did it. I think it took them a couple hours, depending on the level, because you could do raids of specific levels. But this level itself, I think, is like at 26 plus, so it's going to take a while, and there's going to be a lot of deaths. Because the first team that did it, I think, recorded like 1,500 deaths within their one take of 6 people, so they just kept dying and killing
and respawning and
respawning, yeah. Yeah, there's checkpoints. Obviously, there's not. So if somebody dies or if they all die, you have to start back at your checkpoint.
Right.
If one person dies, you get to revive them in battle. But then if you die, so on and so forth.
Yeah. As long as someone's alive to revive you, you can be revived right there. Right. But if everyone gets wasted, you got to all go back to the checkpoint.
Right. Yeah. Now, there's smaller versions of raids called strikes. And I've done tons of those. And
how many people do you need on those?
You can do by yourself or up to three people.
Okay. Did you do them by yourself, or you play with anyone?
I play with friends. I also done raids, or not raids, strikes by myself whenever. Cause I'm playing in Hawaii because the time difference for me sucks. All my friends are in California and then on the East Coast.
Jesus.
But I do meet people because, I mean, everyone's online at all times. So you have to meet people at times, you know, make friends with them. And even if you're in map, there are other people also doing specific missions. So you could always join their fire team and just do the mission together, then just go off after you're done with it.
It's cool.
Yeah.
That's really
neat.
It's
cool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm definitely looking forward to linking up with you on there. And
The only thing is you're gonna have to get yourself up to level 20 at least, man.
Yeah, I know.
I can't restart. I can't do a whole new class.
I totally.
I will help you though if you need somebody to be killed. I'll just go in and one shoot them and be done with it.
Yeah, no, I know I got to catch up, so I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, at this point, I can't really think of anything else that I was like sort of dying to know. What would you say the pros are of this, of Destiny?
The pros are it's just a wonderful game to play. I think the PS4 buy rates just skyrocketed with the purchase of Destiny because that bundle came out and people just kept and it was promoted to be the ultimate experience on the PS4. So it definitely did bonker sales for the PlayStation 4 by itself. So that's a great pro for PlayStation.
I meant what your personal pros are.
I'm gonna get there. I'm getting there, my man. I'm getting there. So my personal pros. I mean, I just love playing it. It's a lot of fun. The grinding aspect is fun because you actually get to talk to other people while you're doing it. You have to join their fire team, obviously. You can't just, like, jump into somebody's game if they don't want you.
Right.
But you do meet people. It's definitely fun to grind. The world is fun to be in. I'm looking forward to expansions that are coming out in December and so on and so forth. I think I might be coming back to the game at some point.
Are the expansions going to be, like, new worlds and shit? Like, are they
going to
open up
Mercury? Yeah, they're supposed to be new worlds.
Mercurius?
That's actually interesting you brought it up. In one of the multiplayer maps, Mercury is one of the worlds, and that's not a world that you have in the game.
So I'm assuming
they're going to add worlds.
They've already designed it, you know, it's going to exist.
Yeah, so it's actually cool to think about that you might be in new worlds, or you might be going deeper into levels that you haven't been before in like the worlds that you've already been in.
Okay.
So it's actually really cool.
Any other pros to it before we get to the cons?
You know, it's just a fun game to play. Even if you're playing by yourself, it's just fun to do different events. It's fun to kill a couple hours because it's a little different in Call of Duty. Because in Call of Duty, you're only in multiplayer, so you can't just jump in the world and do, you know, specific bounties or get different guns. It's a different way of looking of online play. It's an MMO game, and if you guys like MMO games, I think you're gonna like this one a lot. But if you don't like the generic loot system at times, or if you don't like the grind, then past actually playing the story, then this game might not be for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then is that the cons, basically, kind of a bit grindy?
Yeah, the story is not that long, and like I said, if you don't like the grind, then this game won't be for you. At the same time, I think they are going to be patching is obviously the chat system. You can't chat people in multiplayer unless they are on your team, on your fire team, or if they're friends with you. So I think at this point they're going to allow people to opt into online multiplayer like chat if they want it. Otherwise, because, you know, you don't want like a 14-year-old kid calling you a pussy. He's killing you off.
Yeah.
So you might want the privacy, or even online play like, if you're just in the campaign mode or if you're just, like, traveling, you get to talk to people if you want at some point. These are things they're going to add in, but right now it's a con because you're just seeing bodies shooting people, so you really can't talk to them to know if they're on your specific mission unless you actually approach them in a way.
Right, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
And then what would you say, like, is your favorite aspect of the game? If you could just boil it down into, like, one aspect that you really dig.
Becoming legendary, my man.
There you go. So, like, that means, like, you trying to get 30? Level 30 is the cap?
Yeah, there's one person who's level 30, and he did that through the stupid loot cave, so now it's going to be a lot harder for people to get to level 30, because you have to do a lot of things and upgrade really fast. I just want to see what will be coming next for this game, because I've seen everything that there is to be seen right now, and I still like it a lot, even though I know the reviews are not that great. I'm looking forward to what the expansions will be, if I'm going to be interested enough to play the expansions, because I don't come back to games a lot. I usually press forward no matter what.
I know, but and you've stuck with this longer than I thought you would. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, surprisingly. I feel like I've been playing this game for months.
But you beat it like a weekend, though.
Right, I beat it a weekend, but at the same time, I want to upgrade and see what else there is to do. And I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm liking the daily additions. I'm liking the expansions. I really want to know how much the prices will be for the expansion packs. I know the first two are priced at like $35 right now, but I'm wondering if I wait a little longer, could I get like three or four of them for like $40 or something like that?
Right, but I mean, so $35 for an expansion pack, that sounds like a lot, but you could, in theory, they could be giving a whole new world to explore.
Well, that's they're talking about, like adding, you know, new weapons, new armor, vehicles, a whole new world, like new missions. So, I mean, it really could be a solid, like new storylines. There could be a solid little, this game could be like there for the long haul, and I feel like a year down the line, it will be a completely different game than it was when it first came out.
See, I mean, that's kind of like the World of Warcraft thing. Like, I mean, expansions don't come out like every 2 weeks or something, like, you know, DLCs and stuff. Expansions come out like once every few years, but they're big and they're beefy and everything. So if they keep it like $35 once every year, once every maybe 8 months, I could handle that.
Yeah, well, obviously your character is saved, so you could always jump him back in. It's just, you know, it's going to take time for you to adjust all over again. It depends on the gaming that's going on. I like where this game is headed. I like what happened with Diablo a year later, how it's a completely different game and a much better game. I feel like this will be the same way 6 months down the line to a year.
Okay, then basically let me ask you this. Is this a purchase right now, or is this a purchase in maybe 6 months? What would you recommend to someone? I'm still going to buy it, but what would you recommend to someone on the street?
For someone on the street, it really depends on your preference. I could say wait 6 months if you could wait and see what the additions will be. If you have a PS4 right now or an Xbox One or what have you, I say get this game and just give it a try, because even if you buy it right now, it's going to take you a little while to get to the higher levels, and it's going to give you time just to mull on it, because they are adding addition all the time. Every day there's a little patch being made, so I would buy it right now, but someone on the street that just wants to wait, I say wait and just see where it goes.
Can't go wrong either way. I mean, that's a pretty solid review, bro. I mean, you pretty much played the shit out of that game.
I have. You know? I play every day for about 3 to 4 hours.
That's impressive.
Yeah. The game is surprisingly addictive, and there's like specific bounties that you get to open up, and they keep opening up every day with new things to do. So you could do like Crucible bounties, which is like online PvP, or you could do like campaign bounties. And what that does is it adds points to your character and lets you buy specific items at higher levels. And those higher levels takes time, and like they have to stack on all those bounties. So it takes time to really upgrade and grind. If you like to grind and you have nothing else to do, I mean, there's nothing better to do right now.
But you're saying that like they encourage you to log in every day because there's always something new.
There's always something
new
to do.
Like obviously like that bounty, like if you can only get it that day basically.
Well, there are, I mean, the bounties do repeat at times, like once a week. But I mean, there's always something fun to do, and even if you just want to go online and play some PvP, this is actually one PvP that I've actually been good at. I haven't been good at a PvP since Call of Duty back in the day. And I've been playing a lot of PvP, but I've been doming in this, and I'm having a good old time.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
I feel like you would too, because I mean, you like first-person shooters, so I mean, I think you're gonna have a lot of fun once you get it.
Well, here's the thing: I find it very funny. All the reviews, even all the negativity, the reviews, you know, have like, I think Destructoid gave it like a 6 or something. IGN, you know, like gave it a 7 something, but that's still not like a 10 that they were, you know, wanting. Here's the thing. Every single person that I've personally, that I've talked to, my buddy Xare, like everyone who's actually played it loves it. And I've never seen like critical reviews being so different than the average person. You know what I mean?
I completely agree with you, and I think that's only because of the hype that this game actually had for it.
It had too much
hype. It was built up to be, like, you know, the next Halo evolution of gaming. And it didn't turn out to be that way. That doesn't mean that it won't be that way a year down the line or 6 months down the line.
It may evolve into that.
I feel like there will be a review, you know, down the line of, you know, the Destiny 2.0.
Yeah, they do that. I think they do that with World of Warcraft sometimes. They at least do it whenever an expansion comes out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think this game has tons of potential, and everyone I personally play with likes it. The people that don't like it are obviously the haters and even the critics that just think it was supposed to be the next big thing, didn't turn out to be that way. They're still having fun playing it, and I've actually met people online who reviewed it and are like, the review said it sucked, but I still like the game.
it made bonkers money. What was its budget? 500?
It's like 500 million and made its money back. It's the fastest growing new IP ever made. And it's only getting better.
Yeah, but Bungie doesn't give a shit. They're like,
no, Bungie doesn't care because it made its money back. At this point, Bungie, all it has to do is just upgrade the game to make it better.
Now, I did hear something, and I don't have the articles or anything, but I did read something that, like, they may lose a bonus because a part of their deal was to get a certain meta score, a Metacritic score, and they're not going to hit it. So
they're not going to hit it because
they're
going to
lose, like 20 mil or something like that. I don't know.
They're still going to make a pretty piece of change.
They don't care. They don't give a shit.
They could put all that money towards making it better, and they'll be just fine.
Nice.
It's a success for them, regardless of what the critics say.
Nice. Well, yeah. There's the official NSFW Gamer review of Destiny by Jeff. Good job, buddy. Your first review.
Love it.
Hey, real quick before we wrap this show up, fall starting. Have you been watching the new shows? Did you catch Gotham?
Yeah, watch some Gotham. I actually like it. I will have to say that you have to completely forget about the lore of Batman to enjoy the show. And I have no idea where the show is going to go. And I really hope that kids don't become bratty, because that once they do, it's just not going to be a good show. Right now, it has some potential, and I like where it's going.
I watched it too. I was actually pretty blown away. I was like, I enjoy this a lot. I like the dude who's playing Harvey Bullock. That was always a character I liked, because I like gritty cops that kind of like walk the line, you know. Right, and then that actor, I never know his name, but I've always liked him. You know what I mean?
He's always been good. I don't know. I forget his name also. But he's always good at anything that he does.
I know. Nice. And then Arrow and one I haven't started yet. So
I'm pumped for Arrow, man. Can't wait to have that conversation.
you caught up on that over the summer. So Arrow and Flash are on
so hard over the summer. It's been ridiculous.
Well, it's my time now to binge on some Destiny. So hopefully soon I'll be able to get the PS4. But so tomorrow I'm going to try and knock out Wolf Among Us, and then I'll figure out how I'm going to afford to put together the PS4.
Meet me halfway and meet me in the world of Destiny, my man.
That would be awesome. So I think, I don't know what's going on. I've been kind of out of the loop. I don't know if there's any big news shows coming on, but like conventions or whatnot. But I haven't been seeing a lot of news. So we will shoot for another podcast, obviously within 2 weeks if we can, but I mean, if there's not much happening, you know.
Maybe we'll give you another Destiny update in 2 weeks. Who knows? Maybe Corey will play it and give his impressions.
Yeah, you know, so we'll shoot for another one again, like always.
I mean, we'll be back regardless. We'll spit some crap at you.
and this time, actually, it should be noted that this is the first podcast that you and I are both stone cold sober.
Yeah,
I'm getting over the cold, so I can't smoke or drink, and you know, you're living a healthy lifestyle out there in Hawaii. And you guys, let us know how did we sound this time compared to the other ones. So
if you don't like it, we'll get back to being dumb.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're gonna do that anyways. All right, guys. Well, that's all we got for this episode of the NSFW Gamer Podcast. Jeff, where can we find you online, buddy?
Well, right now you're going to find me on the PSN as IceBro23, playing the shit out of Destiny every day. So if you guys want to join up or join my fire team, let me know. I'm on Twitter as @BrayLovin. And other than that, I'm on this podcast, trekking and living the dream.
Living the dream.
Corey, where am I going to find you?
I'm on PSN as Geist1. I'll be on Destiny eventually. I'm on Twitter as NSFW Gamer, and Facebook fan page, yada, yada, yada. And on the website as Geist1.
Awesome.
So, yep. And I'll be playing some Destiny soon.
Hopefully I'll see you there, my man.
There we go. All right, guys, you have a great night. And, Jeff, I will catch you later, buddy.
Later, bro. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. And